to cook, because they're long, you know.
Yes, I mean, well, you have to wash them and then strain them and break them up. That's what you have to do, wash them, strain them, and break them up.
Well, do you, what all different kind of beans is it you have to wash and break up like that?
Them are Kentucky ones, all these pole beans, and there's a kind of bean you plant, like these butter beans, and you have to shell them, you know, butter beans and things, like, and you got butter peas and things.
What kind of vegetable is it that grows out on the stalk? And well, Mother growed some last year that was purple.
That is okra.
Yeah.
Cause I got me two or three parts up. She gave me three or four parts up. And you know what I do? It's red, purple, you say. And when you put it in the sock, it turns just like that little okra. That's all I ever see. Show it. Off my first seed, I said, oh, I like that kind of red okra. The time you put it in there, and I got two or three parts, and I brought it home and time to go to bar, and it turns to okra. It's already okra, but it turns its color. Yeah, perfect. I was interested to get me some of them, asked her for some of them seeds, too, because I had never seen them before.
Honey, it's good, though.
Yes, it's as good as any you ever eat.
All right, now, we were talking about turnip greens and collards a while ago. And they, well, turnips especially, they've got the turnip grows underground and then the green
salad
grows
up on top. That's right.
Now, what are the kind of vegetables that it might grow like that you just eat the tops off of or the leaves off of?
Nothing but turnip greens and rutabagas. Rutabagas grows under the ground.
They do.
Yes, ma'am. And then tops, you can eat the tops if you want to. And they have beets, they grows under the ground. You have to break them tops off, you know, and throw them away.
All right. Now, did you ever raise corn?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of corn is it that you just shell the husk of it off and put it in some boiling water.
And that, well, that's just the kind of corn we raise here. Yeah, I don't know the name of it. All I know is just corn.
But you don't cut it off.
You can cut it off if you want to. You can cut off some, and then you can silk it and get it and wash it, you know, and get all the husk off, all the silk off of it, and put it in a boiler and boil it, you know, in some salt and water. And when you get on. Take you some butter and smell it, you know.
That's good too.
Corn.
Now the top part before, you know, like your corn's just growing out in your field, and then the top part that
silks up. It's got a silk in it up the top. That's it.
Okay. Now then, we just had Thanksgiving. I don't know whether you like this stuff. Not a lot. You know, they're big and round.
They're pumpkins.
Pumpkins, yeah. Do you eat much pumpkin?
No, I don't like them. My husband do. I don't like pumpkin. He folks say, well, you can't tell them from custards. I say, yes, I can. I don't want none of them.
All right. What kind of fruit or melon is it really?
Watermelons.
Yeah, well, this one's round or oblong with a sweet, juicy inside.
Well, that's cantaloupes.
Cantaloupes.
Yes, ma'am. It's cantaloupes. They're juicy and sweet inside. This is sweet. Cantaloupes.
Did you ever eat any, like, muskmelon?
Yes, ma'am. The cantaloupes and muskmelon, they're nearly about the same thing. Cantaloupes and muskmelon.
What kind of melon is it that well, it looks to me like, I never have any, that it looks to me like a cantaloupe, but it's green. Only the outside is smooth, whereas, you know, cantaloupe's got a rough outside.
That's right. Let me see, I don't know what you call it.